One thing Arkansas is known for is that we have some pretty extreme weather in all seasons. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Hey, so we know all about that in Arkansas, right? I mean, we know that you're gonna have a hot summer, hot humid summer, and if we have another winter like we did last winter, you're gonna have a cold winter, right? I mean, we had some cold temperatures just now. Not like Antarctica cold, not like, you know, 100 below zero for weeks at a time and, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it's going to be cold, and, I mean, it's probably going to be a pretty chilly winter at times. That's just the way it goes. Seasons have their extremes. And the question that you've got to ask yourself is, are you prepared for that? I mean, I've got to tell you, I am probably the most prepared for extreme seasons that I have ever been, farming-wise. Because I've got a cab. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's something to be thankful for. I mean, doing hay this summer when it was 150,000 degrees, I mean, that's maybe an exaggeration by just a few degrees. That AC was working hard, but it was working. And this winter, feeding hay, when it's cold, that heater's going to be working hard, but it's going to be working. And I'm thankful for that. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, Solomon writes about times and how every time has a purpose. And there's a purpose for every season. And that every season has its extremes. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck up. There's a time to mourn and a time to celebrate. There's a time to for new life and a time for death. He writes about all of these extremes. Here's the thing. You just got to be ready. You just got to be prepared. You got to be prepared for whatever that season brings you. And I'm just going to tell you, this is a silly little illustration about the seasons of nature, but the thing you got to think about is the seasons of life. And we've learned a lot about the seasons of life that throw unexpected curveballs at you the last couple of years, hadn't we? I mean, come on. Are you ready for the unexpected in the seasons of life? And listen to me, there is no 401k or insurance plan that prepares you completely for unexpected seasons of life. The question I've got for you is, do you know the one that prepares you for seasons? And you can know him today. You can know him today. Something else that Solomon talked about in the book of Ecclesiastes is that all of the pursuits of life are vanity. Everything that's temporary that you can chase, everything that's temporary that you can chase is vain. And you're going to leave it in the ground someday. You see, what matters most is, what have you done with Jesus? He's the only one that can get you ready for unexpected seasons. I hope you know him. And if you don't, contact us through this LifeWord page that you're watching this tailgate talk on. Let us help you know what it means to follow Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for watching this tailgate talk. Join us next time. We'll be back on the tailgate and off of these steps. You never know where we're going to drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, hey, I love you. And we'll see you next time, next week, on a tailgate talk.